of the Book of the It, which is a series of letters to his niece, which he signs Patrick Troll. And you know a troll is a goblin. And Grodek looked like a goblin. He had very big pointed ears that stuck out, and a kind of strangely weird but benign expression. And he had a sanitarium in Baden-Baden, and there he practiced massage for people who came to him for analysis, and analysis for people who came to him for massage. He was a completely wonderful man, because everybody felt calmed by him. They felt an atmosphere of implicit faith in nature, and especially in your own inner nature. No matter what, there is a wisdom inside you which may seem absurd, but you have to trust it. And so Hermann Keiseling, you know, who was a great Lithuanian philosopher, said nobody could possibly remind him more of Lao Tzu than Grodek. Now, if Grodek had got into Freud, it would have been a much better scene. But there was in all this, you see, in Freud, the basic mistrust of the unconscious. And this led to a quarrel with Jung. Because Jung went down to a lower level of the unconscious, which he called collective, and found out that there was a patterning process here, formative patterning process, which contained all the wisdom of mankind. So, for example, if you say, well, it's a great pity that the American Indian culture is wiped out, a Jungian would say, I know it is a pity, but it's all still there in the depths of the psyche, and sooner or later it will all emerge again. Because this patterning is eternal. And we, in our modern life, we reproduce patterns, we reproduce rituals, we reproduce fantasies and myths, which can be discovered as having existed 25,000 years ago. Because your unconscious is timeless. And everything is there if you go hunting for it. But they were still a bit scared. I know some of the old Jungian analysts I used to know in New York were very uptight about fishing in the unconscious and said, yeah, true, but there is also in the unconscious the primordial slime, which is full of serpents and crocodiles and the most things that give us the heebie-jeebies. And if you're not very careful, those things will come up and invade your consciousness. Also, there are not only serpents and crocodiles and all those creepy crawlies, there's the ghoulies and ghosties and long-legged beasties and things that go bump in the night. There's also the divine. And if you're not very careful, you can be inflated by the divine. You can suddenly have a mystical experience. Supposing you're a kind of a half miseducated person, like most of us are, who takes LSD, and suddenly these unconscious contents come up and you discover you're divine. And you think you're God. And you take on all these airs and graces. I mean, the people like Meher Baba, who ran around in announcing that he was personally in charge of the universe and expected to be treated as such. Well, we put such people in the nut house. That's what they did to Jesus. That's intolerable. And Jung was right, in a way, when he said that is inflation. It is turning your ego into God instead of having God as your ego. Because it didn't understand. You have to, in other words, obviously, if you are going to let up all these great energies in the unconscious,